Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
McCarter, you don't get to see too many 3-on-0s coming your way, but you also got some help. Casey Mittelstadt got back quick. He never gave up on the play, and then you make a great save. Take me through the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know if I can say exactly what was going through my head there. It might not be allowed on the air. But yeah, one of those ones you just look up and you're like, oh dear. And I just try to be patient on it. I think they kind of overplay it. You know, I think they make one too many passes and it kind of gets jammed up. And I'm able to, you know, I'm patient enough that I get my edge and get a push over and make a save. And, you know, obviously something we don't want to get in the habit of giving up, that's for sure.
You don't give up a goal till the 40th shot. I mean, you certainly were busy tonight. As Jack said, the best player for the Sabres. You obviously felt good out there.
Yeah, you know, I think I felt good so far, like this whole preseason season. You know, you get some breaks, and, you know, we battle hard. I thought I fought hard through traffic to find pucks, and, you know, we did a good job eliminating second chances. And, you know, and I think the special teams tonight was the difference. You know, our power play comes through, and, you know, we have some big kills. And then at the end, you know, our captain comes up with a huge block and goes down and, you know, ices the game.
You're undefeated against the Rangers in your career now, 4-0. Is there something about playing the Rangers that brings out the best in the game?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm good friends with Mark Stahl. He always calls me the Ranger Killer, so we always joke around about it. But I'm sure I'll have a text to my phone. I don't know what it is. Maybe, you know, just facing off against Lundqvist, it's always a good battle. And, you know, I try not to overthink it. You know, truthfully, you know, I thought he played great tonight. I thought when it was 2-0, he made some huge saves and to keep them in it like he always does. And, you know, for me, I just try to simplify my game. I try not to do, no matter who we're playing. So, you know, obviously it's a great stat to have against a good team, but, you know, I just try to keep it simple, truthfully.
That'd be a great feeling after the first game just to get the building on your side. You know, you guys get the first goal, the building finally gets on your side. That had to feel good.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when that first one went in, truthfully for me, it was nice to hear the roar of the crowd. And, yeah, and then just battling. You know, I thought it was a great hockey game. You know, they had their chances, we had ours, and we just battled right till the end. And, you know, I think everybody, I'm sure everyone enjoyed the game tonight.
Carter, you're not playing the other team's goalie, but when you know there's a Hall of Fame caliber guy in the other crease in a game, does that kind of change the approach and know that, you know, you may have to really bear down in that game because of what he might be doing at the other end?
Yeah, truthfully, you know, sometimes you think about it, maybe earlier in the day, you know who you're facing off. And, you know, for me, I try to push those thoughts out a bit. When I was younger, sometimes I would get caught up, like, in what the other guy was doing, like, and I would find some games, like, say, roll reverse, and the other guy's, you know, getting a ton of shots, and I'm not really getting much work, and then I give one up, then you start to get worried, and you can't really control that. So I've tried to really, like, block out what the other guy's doing and just worry about myself. And because realistically, I can't really control how many shots they get or how many we get. So I just try to simplify it. But, you know, when it's all said and done, it's always great, you know, bringing a good game against another great goalie and obviously a Hall of Fame guy.
Were you seeing things well? Because it looked like you were tracking well. Like, you were getting across. You were seeing when the passes were coming across. Were you seeing things well?
Yeah. You know, I think that's a real strength of my game is just feet work, competing to find pucks and tracking, being patient. And, you know, tonight I thought I did a great job on my edges, just battling to find pucks and, you know, staying on my feet a little longer. I find sometimes if I start dropping too early, that's when I get myself in trouble. So I thought tonight I was shifting well into pucks and finding it, and gives me a good chance to eat up a lot of rebounds.